When you look at all the available data, including the tree data and other studies, what's your take right now in terms of options for first-line therapy metastatic disease?
For me, I'm most comfortable giving people a FOLFOX-type regimen, either modified FOLFOX-6 or modified FOLFOX-7 without the bolus. But I think the infusion is still the safest way to give this combination of drugs, even though it's a little bit outside of our normal practice of how we give chemotherapy in the United States. Most patients, if you just present this as the way we do it, do not have a big problem with it. And in our office, we give patients the Baxter disposable infusers that they can take home and disconnect themselves. And it's not such a big problem for them to come back and forth at the end of the infusion also. And these disposable infusers make it very convenient for everybody.
What about CAPOX, Bev?
CAPOX is based on these data at the lower doses, an equally good regimen as far as we can see based on toxicity and activity. So I think that's a reasonable choice too. The one issue is the approval for the use of bevacizumab with 5-fluorouracil-based therapy that doesn't seem to incorporate the capecitabine. But if that's not a issue related to reimbursement, then I think that's a reasonable option as well. I'm not sure for a lot of patients that that's such a big favor to them, that they have to take the pills twice a day and for 14 days compared to just being on a pump for 48 hours.
What is it that causes you to use FOLFOX Bev as opposed to an irinotecan Bev approach, FOLFIRI?
Well, I find that the oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy is actually tolerated pretty well by most patients. We can control the nausea very easily today, so there's a little bit of fatigue associated with it, but minimal hair loss and the diarrhea is much less than with irinotecan. And I've personally been impressed with the kind of responses I've seen from oxaliplatin compared to irinotecan. So I tend to use oxaliplatin-based therapy, but it's hard to be very dogmatic about that. I mean, I think irinotecan-based therapy, if the patient has issues with neuropathy or some other reason that they wouldn't want oxaliplatin, then that's a perfectly reasonable choice.